Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. Let's talk about heart health. The American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association is out with new guidelines when it comes to cholesterol. Joining us right now to talk more about what this might mean for you and your health, Executive Vice President, Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Dr. James Grant. Jim, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well, thanks. So what's the big change here? Because this has really got a lot of people talking.
What is the big news? The big news is for the first time in 8 years, the nation's top heart organization has just released new cholesterol guidelines. The message is clear, Paul. Start earlier, go lower, don't wait. This isn't just for people who have had a heart attack. It's for all of us, including kids.
So They've announced new LDL targets. Explain that.
LDL targets are, it's very simple. We're not treating numbers like we used to. The targets are back. The updated guidelines really recommend that people with intermediate low-risk LDL, and LDL is the one we're looking at now. Remember years ago, we used to say, well, if your HDL is high, don't worry about your LDL. No, we're really focusing on LDLs. We wind up below 70. With those at higher risk, we should aim below 55. The 2018 guidelines have really moved away from specific numeric targets, which confused a lot of clinicians and patients. Mm-hmm. The return to clear goals is a significant and welcome shift. We got to take a look at the person as a whole. We have to take a look at what their other risk factors are. And it's just not treating a number, but it's treating a number in conjunction with so many other things.
The risk calculator is different now, isn't it?
Guidelines recommends the new cardiovascular risk tool. It is called PREVENT. It's, tease that apart. PREVENT, predicting risk of cardiovascular disease events, which estimates pretty much the likelihood that adults ages, they say 30 to 80, will develop atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. It takes things into account like your BMI, and your BMI is a calculation of your height and your weight, your cholesterol levels, and your tobacco use, to calculate like a 10 to 30 year risk, supporting earlier and more personalized treatment decisions. Not just a number, taking a look at the whole person.
The guidelines now recommend measuring, what are they called, lipoprotein in adulthood. Tell us a little bit more about the new guideline there.
Lipoprotein A, and that's something that's been overlooked so often. And I ask everyone, most people should have access to their labs. You can go online through portals and get them. And wouldn't it surprise me if you don't see any lipoprotein A numbers in there. Mm-hmm. So this is a guideline that addresses elevated lipoprotein A as a distinctive and important contributor to cardiovascular risk, along with things like LDLs, triglycerides, and other lipid issues. They're significant because lipoprotein A is genetically determined. How often have we heard, I do everything right, but I can't get my cholesterol down. Or you see your next door neighbor who eats everything wrong and doesn't take a statin and their cholesterol is okay. There's a significant genetic component to cholesterol numbers, and we got to take a look and see what that is.
What is the best way to manage cholesterol?
Conjunction with your doctor, manage it in conjunction with your other risk factors. No longer do you start getting cholesterol numbers at age 40 or 50. Address it harder. Get it earlier, get it harder, because remember, atherosclerotic disease and plaque can start early. And if we can catch it early, we can prevent long-term cardiac events.
What's your opinion of these new guidelines? You think this is going to be helpful?
I want you to keep one thing in mind if you take one thing out from our discussion mm-hmm. today. Lower is better. Lower is better. The statins have tremendous, tremendous effects. Do not be hesitant to take it if you've got a side effect from it, which some people do. Most people don't, but some do. There's multiple statins on the market that we can move you to.
All right. As always, talk to your doctor about it and check those numbers. Lower is better. Doctor, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.